If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Raising Cane's is celebrating our golden birthday year. Join the party with Golden Chicken Fingers and a limited edition Golden Blush Puppy that benefits local pet organizations. Get yours while supplies last. See RaisingCane's.com for details. Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers, one love.
A Tuesday is 1 week, released in 1998 by Bare Naked Ladies, the Canadian band making a presence on early break. There it is.
The Canadians, eh?
Initial thoughts.
I want you to go first, please.
Well, I know you don't like the Bare Naked Ladies.
How do you know this?
Because this has been well documented. Almost every day it comes up. Almost daily.
Is that right?
Yeah, I don't know why.
Every so often.
Is it because of Canadian?
No. Just listen to it. Good God.
What is sounds that? Like that. Heyman, is this la-di-da? Would this be a la-di-da song? I'll have to ask him that. Not a Bare Naked Ladies fan, not a fan of, I probably wouldn't see him, you know, across the street, but kind of like it. I enjoy it a little bit. I kind of have, there's a little bit part of that I kind of like to like listening to it. Cause here's what I do. I kind of see if you can ever, you know, to see if you can match all the words. It's kind of like, okay. I think it's interesting the way the song is done. I really do. Some things of that that I enjoy. So I'm going to give it a 6-4.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not going to hate on it. I know Steve's going to hate it, and I'm just not going to do it.
I don't know if I'll hate on it. Can't you just dislike something without hating it?
Yeah.
I get what you're saying. It's kind of clever.
There's some cleverness.
Yeah, it's kind of clever. 1998, I think the late 90s were a great time in rock and roll, right? Right? There's a lot coming out that you're just like, this is amazing. The late 90s.
It wasn't bad. It was
no,
okay.
I'm
it
joking. Wasn't. There was nothing.
You're right. I'm trying to stick up for it.
There was nothing.
So if you said, okay, name one, I've been like, I could have went 70s, late 60s.
I'd swim.
80s.
I'm not going to hate on it. I don't want to, I don't like hate, I'm not going to give that a high score.
That's okay.
I can get it to a 4.
That's all right. That seems very very on par with a lot of the listeners here.
What about Ellie?
Hang on, now we got to do Ellie and Dad. Yes. Ellie's going to be a
she's barely with us.
8-1, and Dad's going to be a 6-0.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Rudy.
Rudy too. Got
okay,
Rudy
so there. Ellie gave it a 6.8. That's Rudy right. gave it a 6.3.
Dad liked it better.
And wow. Dad gave That's it an 8.
Wow, Dad Derek. Gave wow. It an 8. Now, Derek missed Ellie live this morning because he was still asleep. Still asleep. So if he got up early, he could have heard his daughter step in and save the show.
That's right.
But, okay. That was interesting.
Dad gave it an 8.
Yeah.
Let's start here. Once again, the Starter Heyman Jewelers song of the day was 1 Week by Bare Naked Ladies. Let's start with the YouTube stream here with Alfren. You gives it 8.5. Casey gives it a 7.7. Nels in Montana with a negative .003.
Nels went negative. It's not negative, I don't think, yep. Nels, but God love you.
East Lincoln West says 2. Tanner gives it a 1.2. Blackshirt Media gives it a 2.75.
Blackshirt
and
Media.
And Bolt gave it a 2.1. Now moving over to the text line, we got Jennifer and Hubby kicking things off. Jennifer with a 5.5. Hubby with a 6.1.
Right with me. Okay, thank you.
Mike in Dalton says a 5.0. Lyle in Omaha with a 7. Kevin in Centennial, Colorado says just horrible. Negative -1 there. Vern in Dakin with a 5.1. We have a couple of 10s from Big B, and there was one more that gave it a 10, but I can't find it here. Who in Columbus, Bill?
Bird.
Bird gives it a 2. Bob in Minnesota says 7.
Deuces.
We have a Bring Jake Back, -2 by Tyler K. in Davenport, Iowa.
Who is this Jake?
Who is this Jake guy?
Duke for Governor gives it an 8.2. The Bandit.
Duke for Governor. That's gold.
2.7 by the Bandit. And last but certainly not least, Corey and Lincoln gives it a 3.0. So once again, 1 week, Bare Naked Ladies, 1998. There it is.
Thank you.
A little bit of a 180 from what we experienced yesterday on a Monday with Does Anybody Really Know What Time It Is in Chicago?
Maybe
with
you can
a
do
muted horn.
One.
Yes.
It was incredible.
All right, let's get on to the thrills.
Yeah. So it's time for Bill's thrills. It is a Bugaboo Tuesday. Bill, are you ready?
Yes, I had to write it down on the back of the Lincoln Football Coaches Association because I didn't have a rundown because we didn't have swim here, just so you know. So I walk in and Sipple goes, you're writing your notes down on the back of a pamphlet, of a program.
Before you get started, let's do this. Bill's thrills on a Tuesday.
Very odd.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Okay. Yeah, is this going to be a bonanza?
Right. Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach, but to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. Have you seen? I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break.
That is right. Bill's Thrills sponsored by Trados.
The DOS.
If you have any questions about crop insurance or grain marketing, talk to the experts at Trados at gotrados.com. All right, Bill, Bugaboo Tuesday. The floor is yours, my friend.
Real quick before I hit that, I talked to Adam Ickes, the leader of Trados, and you're coming up on the big date. June 1 to June 15th is in general. That's generally your go-to time for the sales of grain products.
June 1 to 15th.
June 1st to 15th. Over the years, the history says that's generally going to be your highest time for to sell. So there's a lot going on at Trados right now. I mean, they're up there. This is like Jake's dad during tax season. That's what's going on at Trados right now.
So they're working inordinate amount of hours.
Drinking salt water. Yes.
Drinking salt water.
Warm
putting
salt
water. Under their tongue every so often. Putting salt under their tongue. So
Steve, this might resonate with you.
Just
I don't know, Steve, if this happened in the big city. I consider Columbus a big city. This was very small town.
Yes.
But I thought I'd go back in time. I thought I'd go back to better times.
Better times.
If that was okay.
Yes, it is.
The bustle that consumed the side hustle. The bustle that consumed the side hustle. It's time for the dime. It's time for the dime.
Close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. What can happen in 3 to 6 months? You could pick up a new hobby and get not that good at it yet. You could do about half of your New Year's resolution. You could learn a few songs on the piano or pick up bass guitar. Or you could start seeing thicker, fuller hair regrowth through Hims. Not bad for just 3 to 6 months. Men, if you're starting to notice your hair thinning when you look in the mirror, you're not alone. Life just gets busier and busier, and it can feel like there's not enough time in the day to do something about it. So, try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You can avoid jumping through a bunch of frustrating hoops and get access to treatment without even leaving your home. Hims provides you with the convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. HIMS.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary. Based on studies on topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with the healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Granger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Granger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRANGER, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
The disappearance of the strain for coins. The hustle you did as a kid to collect loose change. Pop bottles, where all of a sudden you'd be fourth grade. You just say, we need some money. What are you going to do? Let's find some pop bottles. And you would go to places. You'd drive around town on your bikes. You'd look for pop bottles. They don't even exist anymore, Swim. There's no more pop bottle exchange program. Mm-mm. You'd be able to take them, and you knew where to take them. Nowhere. And you'd come in, and they would come in a wooden case. Remember that? And then you walk into a gas station, I got six bottles like that, and it's like a nickel a piece. And you'd get – it didn't matter if you bought them there, where they came from, that's where they went. And you knew if you returned your bottle – but randomly, some people just, they'd throw them or leave them or whatever. Mm-hmm. And generally, though, people wouldn't throw them away. They wouldn't just throw them away. So you knew areas to go look for them. So that was an incredible hustle. The other side hustle that went on.
What is the other one?
From probably second to third grade for myself, probably all the way through almost junior high, the hustle for coins was foul balls at the baseball game.
Oh, yeah.
Foul balls at the baseball game. Usually it was a nickel to a dime. Of that there was maybe went to a quarter at some point in time, but a bunch of guys just sit out back of that, and all of a sudden foul ball, and there'd be a race.
Sprint.
There'd be about six people racing. There'd be a race to the ball. You're just sitting out there. That was our hustle. What are you guys gonna do? We're gonna try to see if we get enough money to get some fireworks tomorrow.
You weren't a particularly fast receiver at Wesleyan. Were you a little quicker?
I bodied people. I bodied people out. I did. I bodied people out. Yes. It's hard to get the one scoop, so you might be able to kind of check them a little bit.
Body people is a second grader.
Yeah, absolutely. So those two hustles were known, especially this is a small town.
Oh, 100.
The foul ball thing definitely. For my age group, I don't know if there'll be any people here from the text line that didn't hustle pop bottles or didn't hustle foul balls. Those things were the way. That was just the way of life. And that was the first thing to always say. There's never a time at that age that a ball from Junior Legion, American Legion, whatever it was, there was a foul ball. There was somebody outside waiting to get it. There was some form of kids outside waiting to track the ball down.
God, and the beautiful thing when you were that age, like $1.50 was a lot.
Well, it's right. Yeah, if you rolled in, if you found eight bottles and got a couple foul balls, it's like, are you kidding me?
You're rich.
My tomorrow couldn't be any better.
Yeah.
We're probably playing some pinball.
Right.
Probably playing. Back in the time, the main thing was three games for a quarter, dime for one, and pinball. Seven bottles is going to send you through the roof of happiness.
Yeah, for sure.
Anything from the text line?
Yeah. There's a lot from the text line here. Sanderson says, my aunt ran the little general store in the small town I grew up in. She offered 25 cents for pop bottles. Better times.
Yes.
Unnamed texter says, I haven't found loose change in a long time. Nobody carries it anymore.
It's not there. Mm-hmm. I know. I'm with you.
Bo Lever says, pop bottles and cans. I saved them as a kid all the time. Kyle in Lincoln, I caught and sold night crawlers for $1 a dozen for years. How about that one? Travis in Ankeny says foul balls would get bloody for a quarter.
Absolutely. There'd be a group of people.
Other hustles.
From the YouTube stream, Casey says, I umped baseball in Seward all weekend, and there are still races for foul balls going on. Better times are still alive.
All right. Thank you. It's good to know.
Still happening.
Still happening.
We have Beatrice Baseball gives $1 coins for foul balls.
Figures Jake probably set that up down there.
Think of $1 for foul balls. You could make $10 in a night.
That'd be a good night, wouldn't it?
Raccoon hunting when we turn 16. That was from Believer again. Big B says, I sold golf balls I had fished out of the ponds. Sat at the tee box, yep, and I gave. I sold them.
That was a hustle.
Kyle says, going for foul balls was like a WrestleMania battle royale. Better times.
It was. That's exactly what it was. There'd be a large, and there'd always be one guy too that always had his bike there. So if someone drilled one down the first baseline out of bounds, but deep, is like all of a sudden the one guy at the bike's like, oh man, God, and he was playing for the long ball. He's like, yep. I'm gonna play. Also,
smart.
I remember in Fullerton, we'd form a corporation. I'd team up with somebody. Let's go halvesies. So we had two of us out there. We'd go halvesies on what we did. So we had two guys working together. Absolutely.
Corporate. Corporate decisions.
LLC.
Corporate foul ball decisions were made. Myself and Steve Treadway, I would always team up with him. He's faster.
Treadway.
He's a year older and he's faster. And so I always wanted to try to team up with him if possible.
Officer yes. McLeod in Columbus says we would give our kids change to chase our balls at slow pitch games.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a good hustle. Idea. Yeah, good hustle.
Amy in Lincoln says I checked every payphone for change in the dispenser, and I often hit it big.
Yeah,
I never. You know what? You do a lot of that. I never hit that very much. I never found much.
No, but that was a common deal. Like if you walked by a payphone, check it. Yeah, absolutely.
That's a good place to stop. We picked up range golf balls for a quarter a bucket.
That's a good hustle.
So yeah, there's that one too.
I'm trying to think what hustles I did. Some of those.
Yeah.
It's time for the dime.
Sometimes I just stole from my brother.
You guys ever used a mail truck and gone to Michigan with some bottles just to get a couple extra bucks?
Oh, it'd be nice. That was the best too. When Kramer goes, I've ran the numbers. Don't do it.
It was an incredible Seinfeld joke.
Yep. Oh, went over my head. Whoop.
Yep. That's all right, though. That's all right. I could tell by the look on your face. Either way, that's a great edition of Bill's Thrills on a Tuesday. Bugaboo Tuesday, sponsored by our friends at Trade Us. Visit gotradeus.com today. All right, when we come back, we have plenty of stuff to get to throughout the next 2 hours of the show or so. CBS Sports' Joel Klatt released their Way Too Early Top 25. For after spring ball, we'll get to that. Troy Dannon's joining the College Football Playoff Committee. And then speaking of LLCs, the University of Kentucky's athletic department is officially turning to an LLC. We break all that down and more throughout the rest of Tuesday's show. Don't go anywhere. A 7 o'clock hour officially begins right after this on Early Break on the Ticket.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply.